Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. So blessed to be here this morning. The message is entitled, Who Do You Say That I Am? Let's open with a word of prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for allowing me to share your message with the group this morning. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Who do you say that I am? If you were to ask my wife that question, in reference to me, her response might be something like this. I am married to a handsome husband of 49 years, father of my two sons, grandfather to our granddaughter. He is my friend. He is kind, honest, sometimes funny, sometimes not. A Christian, a trustworthy person, ham radio operator. He exercises regularly for over 50 years. He loves hamburgers, chocolate, and Pop-Tarts. My wife could just go on and on about what she knows about me because we know each other intimately, inside and out, over 51 years. So if you ask me about my wife, I could tell you the same thing about her. I know her intimately for over 51 years. Shouldn't we be able to do the same for Christ Jesus our Lord? Who do you say that I am? This question was first asked of Jesus' disciples in Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I am? So they said, Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Who do you say that I am? Has Jesus revealed himself to you? Has anyone told you about his great love for you? Do you know him like a brother, friend, or especially your Savior and Redeemer who loves and treasures you, who gave his life for you in atonement for sin? Do you see him in his creation around you? His word says the world will know me by my creation. Colossians 1:16 says, For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Did you know your body has a cell adhesion molecule in your body called laminin? Laminin is the source that holds the organs to the body in place, kind of like a gooey substance. If you look up laminin in Google and Google it, it is L-A-M-I-N-I-N. Just look it up for yourself to see what it says. You are one of his creations. He knows you before you were formed. We read in Psalms 139. We can see how intimately he knows you. Beginning in John 1:1-5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, did not comprehend it. Do you realize that? The darkness did not comprehend it. In Luke 1:26, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, that thou art favored. The Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of situation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. As we fast forward, now we look in Luke to when John the Baptist, Zacharias' father, regained his speech when his son John was born. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. Do you see Christ Jesus as your Redeemer and as your horn of salvation? Luke 2 tells us of Jesus' birth in Luke 2, 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were complete for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, be not afraid, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Is he your Savior? John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Who do you say that I am? Some say I am a fairy tale, a bunch of garbage, a crutch, a good man. Even in the Bible, some say I was Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. The controversy is still going on today. He has many names that describe him. Emmanuel, Christ, Lord, Master, Almighty One, the Advocate, Bright and Morning Star, Bridegroom, Chief Cornerstone, King of Kings, Lamb of God, Light of the World, and the list goes on and on and on. Who do you say that I am? In Matthew, it says, Christ is our Messiah. In Mark, he is our servant king. In Luke, he is the great physician. In John, he is Son of God. In Acts, he is the risen Lord. In Romans, he is our righteousness. In Corinthians, he is our holiness. In Galatians, he is our justification. In Ephesians, he is our perfection. In Philippians, he is our provider. Colossians, he is our hope. In Thessalonica, he is our coming king. In Timothy, he is our shepherd. In Titus, he is our rewarder. In Philippi, he is our encourager. In Hebrews, he is our high priest. In James, he is our vision. In Peter, he is our inheritance. In John, he is our lover. In Jude, he is our warrior. Finally, in Revelations, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You know, Jesus himself made seven I am statements. We'll look in John 15:1-5. I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. If he abideth in me, cast forth as a branch withered. If he abideth in me, he is not cast into the fire and burn up. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what he will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. As I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I am the bread of life, found in John 6, 35 through 48. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will, which he has sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Then the Jews murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not amongst yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, found in John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the resurrection and the life, found in John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, it shall live. I am the good shepherd, found in John 10:11-14. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catch them and scatter the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Do you know him? Do you know the sound of his voice, the feel of his presence, his comfort and forgiveness, his peace and joy? Do you let him carry your burdens by casting your cares on him? He also says, I am the gate, found in John 10:7. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. Heaven and hell are real. If you confess your sins with a broken and contrite heart, he will forgive you. You can spend eternity with him in heaven, or you can turn away and spend it in hell, where the scripture says there is a burning lake of fire where the worms eat you from the inside out, not for just a short time, but for eternity. The lives on earth are like a dot in the sky, and the sky is like eternity, which goes on forever. God loves you and wants no one to perish. If you already know Jesus, draw your heart closer to your Redeemer. If you don't know him and would like to have him forgive you of your sins and walk in a relationship with him, confess your sins. Ask him to come into your heart and clean it and change it. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then you will be able to answer when someone asks you, who do you say that I am? Who do we say that Christ Jesus is? Well, he is the only way to heaven, is through our Heavenly Father, who died on the cross for each one of us in our place. So all we have to do is cry out to him, repent of our sins, allow Jesus to come into our hearts, be saved, and know that when we leave this earth, this short time we have in life, that we'll spend eternity with Christ Jesus in heaven. What a blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you allowed us to share your message and your word this morning. Bless everybody here in the coffee shop with special blessings. You know, take away the health issues and the sickness, and give us life, dear Lord. We thank you so much for your great love. We bless you. We honor you. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.